Hello, everyone, and welcome to Under the Cap. Joining us today, Packers linebacker Eric Walden. Eric, welcome, and this is your third season with the Green Bay Packers, and in my humble opinion, it is your best. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I think just being able to be consistent, you know, week in and week out, and, you know, just be productive, you know, that was kind of my mindset, just make sure that I didn't like the way I ended last season, so, you know, I want to make sure that I emphasize and, you know, show the world, my teammates, my coaches, and, you know, just this entire organization and the fans that, you know, I'm a quality player.
Now, you mentioned last season, and I can remember this season, after the Rams game, which he won the defensive game ball for, I was doing a little deal with you in the locker room, and you mentioned the word redemption. Now, last season you had 86 tackles, 3 sacks, 2 passes defensed, and a fumble recovery for a touchdown. Those are fairly respectable numbers. Right. Could you talk about that word, redemption?
Just going out, man, and always trying to prove yourself and prove people wrong, especially the critics, you know, the people that told you a long time ago you'll never get to this point. So, you know, I always keep that in the back of my mind when I'm training and preparing for games and make sure when I show up on game day that I'm ready to go and make sure that I'm productive in order to help my team win.
Now, Eric, one of the numbers about your season that has jumped this year is passes defensed, breaking them up, batting them down. What's going on with that?
Man, you know, I'm just trying to make plays. Any way you could be cause havoc in a game, whether it's sacking, quarterback hits, or passes defense, you know, I feel like that's my job. So, you know, I just want to make sure I do that on a consistent basis. And, you know, like I said, just be productive when you're out there. You know, make your snaps count, you know, so where you can look yourself in the mirror and say that I gave it all I have.
Now, from the outside looking in, I think you play a cool position. Outside linebacker, you play the run. You rush the passer. You drop into pass coverage. Yes. Out of those three segments, you got a favorite?
I mean, I'd rather rush the passer, you know what I mean? Because it ain't really no thinking. You ain't got to worry about, you know, what kind of coverage or what kind of check to be made. You just got one objective. That's to get to that quarterback as fast as you can. So when it all boils down to it, I'd rather rush.
Now, Eric, you're a high-intensity, physical-type player. Your coach, Kevin Green, high-intensity, physical-type player and coach.
Absolutely.
How do you like working for the guy?
Man, he's great, man. I mean, he's, like you said, he was a future Hall of Famer, so he can definitely relate to any situation, you know, not only on the field but off the field. So, and I just feel like, you know, having him as a coach, man, just been a blessing for me. Because I feel like he gotten the best out of me. When a lot of people didn't believe in me, you know, he pulled me to the side. You know, you have all the tools, so it's really just within me. And just get him for, you know, being confident in me and giving me an opportunity. And that's all you can ask for.
Eric, as I mentioned earlier, fifth season, the arrow definitely pointing in the right direction. What are you hoping? What do you see for yourself as you look down towards however long your career lasts? What are you hoping to accomplish?
When I'm done, each coach or each of my teammates can be like, you know, whether I want a Pacific or he was just a rusher or he could just play the run or he could just cover. I just want to be labeled as he was a damn good football player. And I feel like I can live with that once I can look at my teammates and my coaches in the eyes and show that I gave it everything I had every Sunday.